Last week we talked about sin as a violation of God's law. Is avoiding sin simply a matter of law-keeping in our external behavior? No. Avoiding sin requires wisdom and discernment in order to choose the good. Augustine, in his book called Confessions, says that sin is not always the conscious choice of evil, but sometimes the corruption of good or a disordered love. Let's give some examples of these disordered loves. We all know men who love their work and are conscientious about it and put in long hours and do a good job. But when it becomes a disordered love, that such that they neglect their health or their families, it becomes sin. Here's another example that Mark Hamilton often cites. A star college football player from Ashland University suffered a concussion. He was not yet fully recovered, yet the player's father pressured the coach and attempted to have his son return to action before he was healed, risking further injury. This is an example of placing love of sports ahead of the health of his son. It is a disordered love, and it is sin. But it can be subtle and requires wisdom. In Matthew 23:23, Jesus says, quote, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. Those you ought to have done without neglecting the others." The scribes and the Pharisees were obsessed with external obedience to the law. They were even tithing their spices. Jesus said this was good, but they were neglecting weightier matters like justice and mercy and faithfulness. It is a disordered love, which is sin. Sometimes seeking perfection becomes the enemy of the good. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wisdom that is only found in your word. Help us to use it in all areas of our lives. Amen.